Hello and welcome to episode 24 of the OR Gamecast. I'm Quinn, and I'm joined by Nick.
We finally did it, Quinn.
Finally did it.
We finally peaked, both of us.
Yeah.
Both of us on Reddit, we both peaked. You had your bonus stucks? No, I got my over 100 upvoted thing.
Oh, right. You were telling me about that. I can't believe that was like a while ago, but we haven't been able to do a podcast.
That was 10 days ago.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting forever to talk about it.
Oh, good. Why don't you start with that and then tell us what you're up to, Nick?
I'm just Reddit famous now. Now this is what I'm known for.
You're known what for your Reddit about. Post.
I posted on the Wii U subreddit that my Zelda video that I made about Wind Waker, the HD one, and it got upvoted a bunch. It got over 100 upvotes. And
people are
commenting. There's 61 comments on the post.
Jeez.
I just was not ready for this kind of fame. I got five subscribers out of it.
Wow, you're getting famous off of it, man. Yeah. That's impressive. Were you going to do some follow-ups? You're going to like try and keep the momentum going? You're going to make a bonus ducks too?
I'm thinking once I get to 95 subscribers, I'm going to do an question video, people asking me questions and all answers, you know, Q&A types. I think the reason it was upvoted is because I didn't make my video the main focus. I think I kind of tricked them in a sense.
Yeah, you kind of went for, it sounded like you were going for the nostalgia factor, like, hey, I haven't played this Zelda, let's talk about how cool it is,
right? This is what happened. I'm submitting my video. I was like, yeah, I'll put it to Wii U, the subreddit. Let's see what happens with it. And I was just going to post a video with a title. And the title was what I have it right now, which is, I finally had some time to play Wind Waker HD Remake. I'm not sure if I can ever go back to a Zelda game without a gamepad. Yeah. That was just the title, and then it was a link to my video. Then I was like, you know what? Let's make this, what is it called when it's just text? It's just like a text post. It's not like link post. Karma attached to it. And I was like, I'll talk about what I mean a little bit, post a video if anyone's interested, and maybe it'll get a couple more upvotes, which means it'll get some more people viewing the video.
And that's
exactly what happened. A lot more than I was expecting. I was expecting a couple upvotes maybe, but not over 100.
Now, how many views does your video now have?
155, which is pretty good. Compared to my other videos. So, no down votes, so that's good.
That's good.
Thumbs down. So, yeah, I peaked.
That was it. You're over. Your YouTube and Reddit careers are over.
It's not that it's over. It's just we don't have to try anymore.
Well, no, we gotta go like Frodo to wherever he goes with Gandalf at the end of the Lord of the Rings, you know? Like, all the ring bearers have to, like, leave Middle Earth because they're ring bearers, and that's what we've done it. You know, we've peaked. We've used the ring to our potential, now we must go.
Yes.
Our story has ended.
I guess I will kind of agree with that.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone else got what I was talking about.
Yeah, I don't
Chief
even
will
I,
know.
I'm not a huge Lord of the Rings guy, so I'm feeling left out.
Well, I forgot where they actually go. I kind of forgot.
Mordor?
No. This is after Frodo destroys the ring. They have to, like, go somewhere because they can't, like, be with normal people
anymore. Chief, look it up. Let us know.
Yeah, read the wiki. Tell us what's going on.
No, he doesn't have to read the wiki. He'll know. Actually, I have no idea if he's
Chief
a huge
is
fan.
The wiki.
Yeah. I don't. Is he a big Lord of the Rings fan? I just know he likes it.
Yeah, his PSN account is... named after one of the person from the Middle Earth,
and the reference just flew right over my head.
Yeah, his name is Celebrimm.
But don't say it now. All these people that watch our podcast.
Yeah, Skull, and don't add him.
He doesn't want to be bothered. He's too busy playing Bloodborne.
Yeah, we don't want to make him too famous, right? We don't want to use our peaks to get him to peak.
Yeah.
We gotta conserve ourselves.
So besides the peak, Quinn. You got any? You haven't been up to much lately.
Well, I want to hear about this trip you're going on first.
Oh, you want to continue talking about me?
Well, let's just talk about you for a little bit.
Well, this happened last weekend.
Okay.
So it's kind of outdated now, but I drove up to Wisconsin with my roommate, He bought a truck off eBay and we were picking it up. We decided we were driving from Kentucky to Wisconsin. We decided we both have never been to Iowa or Minnesota, so we drove over there as well, tagged those states, and then head over to northern Wisconsin, where everyone, have you ever seen the movie Fargo? Everyone had an accent like that, like, oh gee. Oh gee, oh yeah. Everyone had an accent like that, so that was pretty funny. And then we drove back. So now, I don't want to brag or anything, but I'm going to brag. I've been to, I think, over 30 states now.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's pretty interesting.
That's a life. It's a life of a traveling man.
Yeah, Nick's a traveling man.
Yeah.
Oh man, he is.
But the trip was fun. It was like 2 days of just constant driving. We drove 12 hours each day.
Wow, sounds like a whole lot of fun, Nick.
I
The driving was so much
See,
fun.
Quinn, here's the thing. A lot of people are like, I'd love to do traveling full time and whatnot. But they're talking about hanging out at a beach, for a couple weeks, maybe going to another beach, sipping some, alcoholic
Mojitos.
beverages, now that I can say that now that you're 21. And, just keep going. But real traveling, especially in the United States, because it's such a big country, you gotta keep driving. You gotta do
Okay, wait.
multiple hours of driving.
First off, it depends if you're driving or flying. Because if you're flying, you can get to where you're going in a couple hours. If
That
you're
is true.
driving, you have
But
to
who's
get to
flying
it.
to Iowa?
Everyone's flying out of Iowa.
If you want to tag Iowa, let's see. You can fly to it, but not many people are
You
going
have
to
to
be
like
willing.
pay some Alaskan, pilot to fly you to
I
Iowa because they
kind of
have
feel like
no.
Iowa might be like the least amount of people have been to that state. So I kind of feel like I'm part of a special club. If anyone listening has been to Iowa, let me know in the comments.
I don't know. I feel like there's easier access to Iowa than like Alaska. And pretty much if you're going to Alaska, the only reason you're going is to like go on a vacation for glaciers or something. So I think that would be the only reason Alaska could be more visited than
Really? I
Iowa.
was thinking Alaska, people want to go to Alaska. Like, there's things to do in Alaska.
I mean, not.
Even if it's not much. I can't think of anything in Iowa.
I don't know, man. Maybe
In
there's like
Alaska, I
some.
can at least think that I did a rod races.
Maybe there's like some national parks or something that people like.
In Iowa,
Yeah,
there's
maybe.
national parks, but I don't know if they're well known.
Yeah, they're probably just like some tree out in the middle of the death. Out in
Just
the
one
middle of
tree.
a. Yeah. One
It was
tree
still a good
national
trip, though.
park!
It was a long drive and whatnot, but I tagged the states. It's done. I don't ever have to go to Iowa again.
All right, I'm proud of you, Nick.
Thank you.
I'm
And
proud.
Minnesota was fine too. We were driving along the Mississippi River.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
How is it clean or is it really dirty?
Mississippi River is pretty clean, I believe, but outside of the river, like sides of the highway, Iowa is pretty trashy, like just trash on the side of the roads and whatnot. Well,
Oh, man. No
I don't know if the
wonder
whole
no one
state's
goes
like
there.
that,
Yeah, no wonder no one goes there. It's just a bunch of trash in Iowa.
but So, okay, that's really what I've been up to, and then so what have you
Right.
been up to?
All right, Nick.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah,
I'm bragging about
this
this.
is pretty crazy.
He
But
wanted to get
let me
my stuff out of the way because he knew his stuff was going to be better.
Yeah, my stuff's gonna take a while as well.
Even though I traveled halfway across the country.
Even though you traveled to Wisconsin, Minnesota, or West Wisconsin and Iowa,
I also went to Illinois.
and Illinois, I fear that I have some other news that might compete with yours, all right?
Okay. It was your birthday, I know.
Yeah, so Monday of last week, because yeah, technically Sunday is the first
Wait,
day.
can I build some hype to the story just in case?
Okay, build some
Can
hype.
I just want to let people know what you texted me. What was
Okay.
it? Tuesday.
What did I text, Nick?
Oh wait. I'm just trying to Tuesday. Okay.
Can you feel the
Quinn.
hype building with Nick searching through his texts?
Yeah. Okay, Tuesday, 1:08 p.m. Central Time. So podcast is going to be a no-go for this week. I recommend just doing a short one on your own and say, I didn't show because I had birthday plans or something, and next week I'll explain what happened. And then I'm very understandable about it.
And Quinn's a jerk.
And I say, what about Sunday? Are you going to be okay with doing it on Sunday? Quinn's like, yeah, Sunday would work. Maybe just put up a video saying Sunday will be the podcast for both weeks. And I said, I don't, I'm pretty busy. I got a review I got to put up because I got a code to Oceanhorn, which the review is up. And then Quinn's like, oh, nice. And then, oh, I can't say, but he's like, so if you want to see what I've been up to, tune into Censored tomorrow. And then he's right, you might see me, a winky smiley face emoticon. I don't know what
Wow.
he's talking
You
about because I've never heard of it.
can cut through this hype with a knife, man.
Yeah.
With a dull knife. That's how thick this is.
But according to Quinn, he met Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg, she's a hot one. All
Yeah.
right.
She doesn't have
I don't know what
eyebrows.
other
Quinn
people
likes that.
say. I don't know what other people say, but she, if you watch her on The View, it doesn't do her justice. You know, when you see her up close, she's a piece
Yeah.
of work. She's a masterpiece created by the gods.
Quinn just wants to put his two thumbs on each of where her eyebrows would be and just rub. How smooth
I
that
want to
is.
massage her non-existent eyebrows.
Yes.
Hope
Okay,
that feels
Quinn, where
good.
you been at?
Okay, Nick, I felt like you did such a good job with the hype. I just have to say it now, you know? I have to
Yeah,
get it out of
just
the way.
come out with
I
it.
don't want you to build too much hype and then everyone get disappointed. But
Yeah.
anyways, Monday, last Monday was my birthday. I turned 21, right? Now, funny thing is, I didn't really get to do much on my birthday, and here's why. So Sunday of last week, my work called, or one of my bosses at work called and said, "Hey, Quinn, can you come in Sunday? We have something really cool we want you to work on, and you kind of want to just come to work today. Let's just put it that way."
They didn't
And
even
I
tell
said,
you.
"No, she didn't really tell me." And so I was like, "Okay, you know, but I can't work more than 20 hours. I'm only part time, and it like kind of voids the contract type of thing."
Okay.
And she's like, "Okay, well, all we really need is your permission to go over 20 hours, and then you're allowed to work over 20 hours in a week. Plus, it's Sunday, and Sunday is the new week in terms of how we work. You know, like every Sunday is the start of the new week."
Yes.
And so they said, you could start right now and just work 8 hours or whatever this week, and then you could take your Tuesday off, which I was planning to do because I wanted to play Bloodborne all day." So I was like, "Okay, yeah, this sounds like a
Oh, it
pretty
worked
good,
out. Yeah.
yeah, it sounds like a pretty good plan."
Yeah.
So I'm like getting ready. Deciding to get dressed and all that stuff to go to work because they need me. And then I get another call saying, "Yeah, Quinn. So if you go Sunday, if you come to work today, I need you to commit to the project." And I'm like, I don't know what that means. And they just said, "Yeah, well, let's say you really want to commit to this project, okay? It's going to be really cool. You're going to enjoy it and all this other stuff. But I need you to commit if you decide to go today to work."
Why can't
And
they just tell you?
because they're under an NDA.
What's that?
So,
Why a
a non-disclosure
non-disclose?
agreement, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So they can't talk about it.
Okay.
And essentially they said, you know, if you come to work, you'll have to sign one in order to work on this thing.
Could you show up and just be like, no, and say no and leave? I guess you could. They're not forcing. They
I
can't force you.
guess I guess they can't force me, correct? But I don't know. So I go,
Was it the adult porn star expo?
I would have been happier with that. But so I'm going, driving to work, and I'm trying to call my boss because I'm saying, you know, I want to tell her I'm going to work. And because I'm deciding to come Sunday, I want to know what I'm going to be a part of.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to just end up
in a porn.
At work and not knowing what I'm doing. And like I said, tell me what I'm doing so that I, while I'm driving to work, I can decide whether or not I want to actually do this. So she has me go to someone's house, not even to like work.
Yep, I
go.
This is a porno.
So I go to someone's house and no one is there except this kid that I work with who's from the UK. And I'm just like, so I'm here. I was told to like come here to help you or something.
Yeah.
And so what he's doing is that he's just built two really powerful PCs that have like dual 6-core i7s. Like each of them have a 6-core i7. They each have a GTX 980. They have 32 gigs of RAM in each of them, and they're all pretty decked out, right?
Okay.
So he built these because what he was working on, what I ultimately had to work on, was they were working on building a camera rig and PC rig that could record virtual reality in a sense. Okay. So what we had was 6 GoPro cameras strapped together facing all different ways, and they would record around them, and then we would stitch all those videos together and it would create a 360 degree panorama. And you could put on, like, essentially the plan was we could send someone the panorama and they could put on like an Oculus Rift and look around, right?
Okay.
And so this was all being done and worked on Sunday, and I ended up spending 12 hours working on it, trying to get it to work.
In this house?
In this kid's
room. Whose house? Was it the guy's house?
Yeah, well, no, it was not even his house because he's from the UK. He's living at someone's house who works for the company. So he's living in this room.
Quinn's doing illegal stuff. I don't know if I can let him continue. Spoiling on my podcast.
Anyways, so I'm like, okay, I just worked 12 hours. I'm kind of done for now. You know, I don't want to, I guess I don't have to work Tuesday. It's all going to be fine.
Yeah.
And then At the end of the day, the guy tells me, you know, you have to come back tomorrow. And I'm like, what? I have school. And he's like, well, if you came to work today, you had to commit to the project. And we need you to work on this. I'm like, oh, God damn it. And it was like, Monday was my birthday. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. What's going to happen here? So, essentially, my boss doesn't even call me or text me, even though I'm trying to call her and have her, like, discuss with me why she plans on me skipping school.
Yeah.
And, like, not caring about my schedule. And eventually, I didn't even get a hold of her. So I had to skip school Monday, and I worked 14 hours on Monday, on my birthday. And I was like, God damn it. And then, like, we work next to a company that streams, like, yeah, they stream every day, and then they got swatted. That's so bad. We're in the same building, and the police are, like, coming in, kicking us out and stuff, and I'm like, God damn it. Because I'm trying to, like, finish this project so I can go home on my birthday, and I, like, the building gets swatted, and I have to, like, leave and all this other crap.
What are they streaming? Are they streaming video game stuff?
No, they're doing podcasts on, like, tech stuff, tech news and junk. And so, like, I don't even get home until, like, 11 o'clock or something. And when I'm going home, the guy I'm working with, like, mentions that we might be in a hotel Wednesday and Thursday night. Or, Tuesday and Wednesday night. And I'm like, what are they? What are you talking about? I thought this was it. I thought Sunday, Monday, and then I'm done. And so he's like, no, you have to come in tomorrow. We have to drive all this gear we've just built to the location where we're going to be filming or whatever. And I'm like, oh, God damn it. So I have to get up at 7 in the morning. And
remember, everyone, Quinn's an unpaid intern.
I get paid $10 an hour.
He's making some money.
Yeah, I'm making some money. But the thing was that really upset me is that, like, I had school and stuff. And I had scheduled to have Tuesday off and, like, all this other stuff. And they didn't even care. No. And I was, like, really pissed off about that. But anyways, Tuesday, Like, I have to drive, like, 3 hours south with all this gear because the guy I'm working with is from the UK, so he can't drive on the right side of the road. And so basically I'm just driving him everywhere. And so where we drive is to the Facebook headquarters.
Okay. So did you know that driving?
No, no. So apparently...
Why not?
Because they wouldn't tell me. No one would tell me anything. And I was so pissed off because I'm like, I just want to know what's going on because I want to know if I'm going to be like, yeah, how long is it going to take out of my week? And so I'm driving and then we're driving to the Facebook headquarters because apparently this whole virtual reality thing is for them. And so we set up Tuesday. I work 16 hours Tuesday getting this entire thing set up. And then, like, they told me, oh, yeah, so we are staying in a hotel. We're not, you don't get to go home until, like, Friday. And I'm like, oh, my God. And, like, no one, my boss isn't telling me this. It's just, like, the kid who's, like, knows everything and just, like, barely tells me stuff. So, luckily, I, like, packed, like, 2 pairs of clothes. Cause I'm like, I know they're just going to screw me over. So, I have to, like, bring some clothes or something. So, Wednesday morning, wake up, go back to Facebook. Set it up and stuff, and Wednesday is actually, or was actually, F8, and this was the thing that you censored.
Yes.
So F8 is the Facebook Developer Conference that's held in San Francisco, and Facebook announces a bunch of stuff, and they do all sorts of things there. They have, like, booths and stuff, but the main thing for me was that what we were doing was we were at Facebook headquarters with this camera rig that was filming everything around us, and we were sending a live feed of what we were filming to the conference. So people at the conference can put on Oculus Rifts, yeah. And they'd be able to see the courtyard which we were set up, all live. So that was, like, that was the thing, right? That was...
That's cool.
That's the first time it's ever been done, like streaming virtual reality between two different locations.
This is the first time, and you were the head on one of the heads of the projects.
I was the assistant to the guy doing figuring out how to work it all.
Making $10 an hour, everybody.
Yeah, I was making $10 an hour. So basically the entire week I probably made like $800, and the kid next to me who's the same age and the guy from the UK and stuff, he was making like $3,000 to $4,000. I'm like, oh, God damn it. And I had to drive him everywhere. It was so annoying. So basically I had to sit in the sun with this setup and stuff, streaming the virtual reality Wednesday and Thursday for 12 to 14 hours. I had to just sit in the sun watching the screen, making sure that nothing broke. And it was terrible, man. It was terrible. I mean, Facebook's a cool place, to be honest. Facebook headquarters was actually really awesome. And we did actually see, like, Mark Zuckerberg kind of just walks around, like, as if he's an employee. So I saw him. But that kind of, we're going to follow up on that later. But yeah, I saw him.
And now Quinn's friends with him on Facebook.
I was tempted to go say something. I was going to be like, oh, hey, you want to check out...
I don't really use Facebook, but...
Oh, that
I'm more of a Twitter guy.
Everyone there who was like checking out our project or whatever, they're all like, can I add you on Facebook? And I'm like, ah, crap, I don't really use Facebook. And so they would just add the other guy and not me, and I felt really bad. But anyways, then I get home, right? I had to drive all the way home Thursday night, get home at like midnight or whatever, have to wake up, go back to work on Friday because they want me to go back to work on Friday.
So you skipped school all week?
Yeah, I skipped school all week, and then I go to bed Friday night because I had to work another 12 hours or 14 hours or whatever it was, and I had to get up Saturday morning because I have a class. So I, like, for an entire week, I, like, got to do nothing, and I, like, missed my birthday and all this other stuff, and it was a bummer. But last night I made up for it, and I went to a casino with some family and gambled a little bit. I lost $200, Nick, but... I lost $200.
This past week hasn't been the best for
Clinton. Yeah, it hasn't been the best week for me. I lost $200 last night. I worked like 6 days in a row, over 12 hours each day, and I missed all my school, and I had to like make up a ton of stuff, and I missed my birthday.
Nothing good came out of this, except for
seeing
Facebook headquarters.
Yeah, that's the only thing that really came out of it, is that I got to visit Facebook. But so it's like...
You quitting?
I was actually debating this entire week. Like, I was really pissed off, and I still kind of am.
Yeah, at the fact I'm that I'm getting pissy
too. Yeah, I was like, man,
missed a podcast.
I missed everything just because
Bloodborne coming out, your birthday, yeah.
Yeah, and I had a whole update video last week talking about how Tuesday I was going to upload a bunch of Bloodborne, and instead I just worked 14 hours. God.
I know. I was thinking that too. You made a video being like, we have a podcast, and then we didn't do one.
Yeah, and then like Monday night even, so GameStop did a 9 p.m. release for Bloodborne, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll make it. You know, it's only... All I have to do is go Monday night on my birthday, pick it up at 9 p.m., and then I'll be able to play it, and it'll be awesome. I'll have a couple hours, even though I've been working all day, I'll have a couple hours to actually play the game I've been wanting to play for, like, a year. And then I just get it home at, like, 11:30, and the whole event's over, and I can't pick up the game, and I'm like, God damn it, I hate this. I'm so pissed off.
Damn, that is crappy.
The main thing is, you know, it's nice to have money from work, and it's nice that I got to go to somewhere, like, really cool and do something really cool.
Yeah.
But
they should have told you.
Yeah, I felt like I was super taken advantage of, and my schedule meant nothing.
You were.
Yeah, I was. And so my boss, right, she...
I feel like there's something legal you could do. I don't know, because you're part-time, just because you gave him permit? I don't know.
Yeah. I think there is something... Seems tricky. I think there is something where they have to, like, give me all my benefits now because they worked me. I actually... Right. So... I worked 76 hours this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there should be some law where I can get something from them. Yeah. I mean, they better, like, I don't even know. Like, I'm just really pissed off. The main thing was, after it all, right, my boss texts me and says, hey, Quinn, can you send me your school schedule again? I promise this time I'll put it in my calendar. So what I did was, I have school Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, and my 21st birthday was this Monday. And then I just, like, dropped the mic and ran away.
Yeah.
I was like, screw you, guys.
Reminding me, I'm having flashbacks to my old manager's job, because I was working that many hours, but I was getting paid way more than you.
Yeah. I don't have any benefits flashbacks. Either. I don't have What's any benefits. I don't have any benefits either because I haven't worked for them for 3 months. Ugh. Yeah, I'm pretty...
That type of behavior of them doing that was one of the main reasons I moved halfway across the country.
Yeah. God.
But then again, if that puts anything in perspective...
But then again, Nick, you're not really working. So, like, it could just be every job does that. Like, every job doesn't care about your schedule, but...
That is true, but... I've never had a job where they're making me work 72 hours except for that one.
Yeah.
I was talking about the hours, not the pay.
Oh, I thought you were talking... Oh, okay. I thought you were just talking about, like... Yeah.
No one wants... Oh, I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but I don't want to work 72 hours every week. Even 60 is too much.
Yeah, I was... Especially, like, it wasn't just working that. Like, I was working that, and then I have to make up all my... Right. I missed, like, 6 classes.
Right.
And I missed my birthday.
All I'm saying is, I did... my situation was less worse than your situation, and I moved halfway across the country. That's perspective I'm trying to get to you.
Yeah. I really want to have, like, a conversation with the person who made me, like, go through all this.
Yeah.
But she keeps avoiding me. But I just want to, like, tell her,
like...
I'm not here for the money. If I was here for the money, I would go like this. I'm not getting paid that much, so I'm not here for the money.
Yeah.
I came here because I'm, like, part-time. I have classes, so you're taking my classes away from me. And this is, like, you're taking advantage of me.
Yeah.
And, like, all I kept thinking about was, like, when I was working at GameStop, I was only getting paid $9 an hour, but at least, like, my schedule was super flexible.
Yeah,
and it was fun, and, like, I got to talk about video games all day. And this was, like, I was driving a kid around because he couldn't drive on the right side of the road. I was lifting heavy stuff the entire time because the kid couldn't lift anything up because he had surgery, like, a couple months ago.
How convenient.
Yeah, how convenient. And, like, basically, I had to, like, run his trash to the trash can because he had to monitor the stream, so I had to do all his dirty work. And it was just, oh my god, I was just...
Yeah, you should be upset.
I'm upset.
Yeah, I would be.
I'm pretty upset. But, and then, so, Saturday morning, right? So, the first day I don't have work, they email me and they're like, oh, do you have next Saturday off? Because, or they're just saying like, oh, next Saturday, we really need you to come in again. And I have class on Saturday. So I was like even more pissed off.
Like, so well, you told them no, right?
Yeah, I said screw off, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, I'm never going to make that mistake again. So I guess it was more of a learning experience.
Yeah.
Like, don't let them take advantage of you. So, Chief, don't let them take advantage of you, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry that I was talking so long about this. I've been rambling.
No, this is 2 weeks worth of podcasts.
That's true. I've been
in a 1 hour thing.
And I've been so built up about it. I wanted to tell you so long, but I couldn't because we had to wait for now. God.
I'm thankful you texted me. You had time to text me on Tuesday and being like, I can't do it. Yeah. Can't do podcasts.
Well, because I was planning to do the podcast, and by the time we would have done the podcast, I would have played Bloodborne, and I could tell you about my birthday, but then it got all screwed up.
Did you have birthday plans?
Yeah, well, I was going to go, like, at least go out to dinner or something for my birthday. I mean, the main birthday plan was going to the casino last night, but, yeah God.
And losing money.
Yeah, that was actually really terrible. Don't go to a casino, kids. Like, I just try to play...
Especially in California.
I wanted to play Texas Hold'em, right? Oh, and you have to pay. So in order to play one hand, the minimum is like $20 to play one hand.
Yep.
And that's not even, that's without betting, without betting. Just to participate, you have to pay $20.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. And so my friend was there with me. I lost $200. He had only put in 30, and he made $150. And I was just like, I was so pissed.
Wait,
off.
You lost it in one game?
No, I didn't lose it in one game, but it was like in half an hour, because every time you want to play, you have to spend $20. So I could have only played 10 games if I spaced out my money all the way, but I didn't. I bet sometimes, so.
I've only gambled once. When I went to Las Vegas 2 years ago, we get there and I put in some money in a slot machine and I like lost right away. And I was like, I don't ever want to do this again.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was a terrible experience.
At the time, yeah, but at least you can say you've been in a casino and gambled. It's just something to say, I guess.
Yeah, but the like, thing
kinda
is
like
that...
me tagging Iowa.
Yeah, I've been in a casino.
I've been in an Iowa.
I've been in the non-smoking or the smoking section of a casino to play some slots. I've seen some scary people walking in and out of that building.
Yeah. Busy week. I thought I had a busy week with traveling, but nope. I guess not.
Yeah.
So you have you played any games?
Yeah,
I've been kind of slow on the... Okay, I've been mainly watching movies this week.
Oh, really? What movies have you been watching?
I watched... I'm trying to think back to when the last time we talked about movies. I saw Annie Hall. I never saw that. Never seen a Woody Allen movie, actually. That was pretty good. I started watching The Weatherman with Nicolas Cage. I'm halfway through it. It's all right.
Oh, so you're going through old movies.
Yeah, I haven't really been watching any newer ones. And I think there was a third movie, and I can't even think of it.
Huh.
Oh, well. And I've been watching a new episode of Trailer Park Boys that just came out.
Gotcha.
So, I've been watching stuff, but I also played Oceanhorn.
And you did a review of it, correct?
I did a review of it. If you watched the review, I thought it was all right in some parts. But overall, I couldn't recommend it at full price.
I gotcha.
So watch the video if you want more information. It's like
what type of game is it?
Like I said in the review, like you can't talk about the game without saying it's like Legend of Zelda, like a poor man's version of Legend of Zelda. And I hate saying that in reviews. I hate comparing games to other being like this is like a Grand Theft Auto type game, you know, saying that.
Yeah.
It's but this really just like Legend of Zelda, like throwing pots around, collecting heart pieces, even the characters look similar.
Wow.
There's a lot of similarities between the two, but yeah. And I just played Wind Waker, so I had the Zelda experience too, so that didn't help.
And I'm imagining Zelda does Zelda better than Oceanhorn does Zelda.
Yeah, Oceanhorn even had like sailing portions, but you didn't actually get to control the ship.
Uh-huh.
So that was kind of a bummer too.
So wait, you just had to like sit there and wait for you to sail across things?
Right. And eventually when you leveled up enough, you got a cannon so you could shoot at stuff.
Oh my.
That sounds really boring. I just wanted a loading screen. I'd rather have a loading screen. But so the game did have pros to it, so watch the review. It's not terribly bad. It's just I can't recommend it at I think it was $14.99.
All right. Well, so I have actually played a couple games, and so while I was working and stuff, a lot of the time I was kind of just sitting there because I had to just watch a screen or just sit there for whatever reason. So I've been playing.
Oh! So you weren't working.
Well,
nah, I'm just kidding.
My job was to stare at the screen and make sure that all like the GoPros or all the cameras are working. So anyways, I played a lot of apps because of that. And my go-to app is called True Skate. Now, this is a skateboarding app.
Nice.
It's relatively old, but I have a good time with it. You know, I've been playing it for so long. I think it's been out for probably over a year, maybe even more. And, you know, I've been playing it for so long that I'm pretty good at all these tricks and stuff, and I can do pretty well here. But I basically played that. I tried to watch some streams. I tried to watch some videos. It didn't work because I didn't have that much time. So I just basically would flick the board every once in a while and then do a trick or something. But besides that, I did actually pick up Bloodborne a couple days ago. And I've been playing it. I just killed the third boss? Third boss. Yeah, I think the third boss. It's very interesting. I also played Team Fortress 2 as per usual. I just wanted to get it in because I haven't played it in so long. I also got a new mouse, so it's actually more difficult to play Team Fortress 2 at the moment, and probably a bunch of other games because I don't know, this new mouse is kind of, it's different.
What was the mouse before? Were you using like the touchpad on the laptop?
No, I used the Razer Naga.
What's the new brand?
The new one's a Logitech G something, G10?
I wonder what my Logitech is. Wonder if it says at the bottom.
I don't know what it is, but
I like my Logitech mouse. So.
Yeah, mine's pretty nice. You could actually put weights and stuff in it to like change how weighted it is.
Dang.
I don't know. I don't know too much about it, and I'm just trying to get used to it because I don't want to start adding weights or whatever when I don't even know if I can use it properly to begin with.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, I just want to talk about Bloodborne a little bit. It's really interesting, like I said. It's different than Dark Souls and Demon's Souls and Dark Souls 2.
Wow.
But it's so weird. So it's really different, but at the same time, it's really the same.
Uh-oh. Wait a second.
What?
Do you remember when we did our top 10 lists and I said Far Cry 4 and I was really excited to talk about it? I'm not getting that vibe from you. This is supposed to be your game of the year.
Well, I don't know. I've only beaten three bosses. So I'm not far at all into the game.
That's true.
Okay,
there's still hope, everybody.
Like right now, I don't have any other weapons than what I first was given at the beginning of the game. So I don't know how much more there is. I've had a lot of fun with the game. The second boss, my god, was so much fun. Because what's different between Bloodborne and, like, Demon's Souls and Dark Souls is that Bloodborne is super fast-paced.
Okay.
And, like, it is really fast-paced. And really? The second boss, a little bit of a spoiler, is just, if not more, he's just, if not more, quick as you. So in this game, instead of rolling, you like quickly sidestep or quickly backstep or quickly step forward. Like it's
Okay.
all really quick. Like you're going at it. And if you mess up, you die basically. So basically, when the boss is faster than you, it can be really, really fun. I have to admit. And it's totally different. It's not something I experienced in Dark Souls before or Demon Souls, so
Oh, nice.
yeah, it's different. That's what I was saying. It's like different than them, but at the same time, it's the same because it's the same controls.
What were you expecting, though? Were you expecting another Dark Souls 2 type
No,
thing?
I came in with no expectations. I just wanted
Oh,
to
okay.
like.
Because when you were saying it's different, you had it like the way you were saying it was kind of depressing sounding, and that's why
Well,
I brought
it's
up that you didn't sound excited about it.
because there was it's a little bit different in the terms of it's a lot more. You can get lost a lot easier, which I didn't think. Because I remember getting lost in Dark Souls 1 a lot. And Bloodborne, I would say, is even more confusing. So that, like, I know someone told me that they read an article saying that that was kind of the point. Like, they wanted the game to be kind of like a maze almost. But like I said, I'm not even like a third through the game, so I don't know how the rest of the game's gonna turn out. But at the moment, it can get kind of confusing to know where you're going or to know if you're like you could have missed a shortcut that like would help you in the game, and you just like miss it because you can't tell if it's a shortcut or whatever. So I don't know. I like it for what it is right now. Ask me next week, Nick.
I want to ask you a question I asked Chief last night, and I know you don't play as much as Chief has, but maybe you can answer this still.
Yeah.
Harder than Dark Souls 1. You want me to read what Chief said?
Yeah, read me what Chief said.
He says, yes and no. Yes, if you can't adapt that your enemies are faster than you most of the time. No, if you adapt to the new fighting mechanics.
I would say I'm gonna say
You can agree with him if you
I'm
think
gonna
it's yes and
disagree in
okay.
a little bit, but so I think yes, if you don't have the reaction time like that you need, it's gonna be way harder. But I think it's also on par. Like I think it's on par in a lot of ways, just because it doesn't really hold your hand. And in Dark Souls 1, there was like literally no hand holding. Like Dark Souls 2, you kind of it there's like a longer tutorial. It tells you what to do and where to go, and it's a lot more linear. Bloodborne and Dark Souls 1 are not linear at all for the most part. And I think that's kind of they share that in a lot of ways, and they share like the opening of shortcuts so that you can get from here to here easier and stuff like that. And I appreciate that. I don't necessarily It's really hard because I've played all the games,
We can
right?
come back if you need more time,
No,
like, because you only
let me
played a
just
couple
finish it.
hours.
Yeah, but I'm saying like me and Chief have a super biased opinion because we've played all the games, so we know how the controls work, right?
True.
And we know kind of what to expect. So it might
Is
very
that a good
well.
thing, though?
It's a good thing for us, but I'm saying in terms of
Is
rating, if
it?
it's In terms of rating, if it's harder than Dark Souls, we're
Okay.
not gonna know because we've been playing for
Right.
how many
Yeah.
years?
True.
So when we go into Bloodborne, we're like more of a veteran of the series than like if you were to play Bloodborne and then you were to play Dark Souls,
I
I
think it'd
don't
be pretty
know.
good.
Yeah, but I don't know which one you would think would be harder.
I never played the first one, so
Yeah, but
there's my problem.
Well, I don't want you to play the first one. The point would be you would play both of them as if you've never played them, and then you would decide which one's harder.
Oh.
I'm saying me and Chief have played
Yeah.
everything to warm us up to like be able to adapt to Bloodborne. But if it was someone new who had never played any of the games and just played, and
Yeah.
which
It's
one
hard
would
to
just
say, yeah.
Yeah, it is really
Because
hard.
you can never have that.
Yeah. Like if you play one, then you're gonna have a slight advantage for the other one, so
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that could be a. That means they didn't change it up enough, maybe, in some sense. But that could be a good thing as well. I don't know. I don't know what to think. We'll talk more about this.
Well,
I'm sure
let me
you'll
just
play
say
more.
one last thing. I think Bloodborne is actually probably a little bit harder because in Dark Souls you have shields, which so you can basically just turtle up and block the entire time to save yourself. Bloodborne, you don't have any way of blocking, so you just die basically.
That's tough sound. That's a good point.
Yeah. All right.
All right, we'll talk.
No
I'm
more
pretty sure there's
Bloodborne.
going to be more Bloodborne talk.
Yeah, eventually.
So if you have any questions.
Chief, Skullin, whoever else.
Right.
Oh, by the way, if you want your name mentioned in the OR podcast, in the OR Gamecast rather, just leave a comment down below. And
I
we'll talk
agree.
about you.
We'll talk about good things in the beginning.
And then if you
Once we get to know you, we might start taking jabs at you.
I got some strong left hooks here and there.
Yeah.
Chief knows. Taco Supreme.
Chief has never said Taco Supreme to me. Only Skolin has.
Yeah, only Skolin has, but that's okay. Let's just skip on to the random topic, Nick. I think we're losing some momentum here because we've been
Oh, I
talking.
wanted to talk my tell my story I had planned the whole.
Oh, then tell your story. I didn't know you
Okay,
had a
the
story.
random topic was I'll do it quickly. Most famous person you've seen in real life. And I'm not counting like going to a Rush concert because I would count that. Because but that story is not as interesting because I got a ticket. Okay, when I was little, 10 years old, my great grandmother lived in Nantucket in Massachusetts, which is an island. Anyways, so you take a
Which is an
boat.
island.
Well, it's
Okay.
important in a story because you got to take a boat to it, or we take a boat to it. You can take a plane, but we take a boat. Whatever, we get there, and there's a line to get on the boat. And my dad, he gets my attention. And he's like, "Hey, that person standing in line over there, that's Ben Stein. Do you know who Ben Stein is?"
No, I have to
Ben
look up him.
Stein, he's from multiple things. As of now, unfortunately, he's this political
Oh, I know who Ben
commentator on
Stein.
Fox News. But
Yeah.
in back in the day, he was the teacher in Ferris Bueller's Day Off that would go Bueller.
Yeah.
Then he had that game show Win Ben Stein's Money. He's been in some other stuff as well, so that's how I knew of him, especially from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So that is my most famous person I've seen in real life outside of a concert.
Wow. That's
So
pretty cool. I like Ben Stein. And there's like.
I liked him, but I don't remember him. Is that.
Oh, I just didn't know his name was Ben
Oh,
Stein.
okay.
Like he's in a lot of things, by the way. Like anyone, like
Yeah.
he's a lot of animated things as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
He did the Clear Eyes commercials. Clear Eyes. Is your famous person Mark Zuckerberg? Is that who you're gonna brag about?
well, I was going to do Mark Zuckerberg, right? Oh yeah. Well, I guess Mark Zuckerberg is the most famous person in terms of wealth. I mean, I didn't necessarily meet him or anything. I just saw him in his like
Right, it's
office.
just seen. It doesn't have to be
Yeah.
met.
Now, he might be worth the most according to like the people I have met. But
Did you talk to
no, I didn't talk to
Oh,
him.
okay.
But I'm just in terms of people I have seen, he's worth the most, right?
Okay,
And I guess
yeah.
that could qualify him as most famous, but when I was in like fifth grade, or it was a long time ago, let's just say that, and Arnold Schwarzenegger was running to be governor of California, he visited a bunch of schools around California. And it happened, it just so
'Cause kids
happened,
vote.
yeah, kids vote, I guess. It just so happened that he was visiting my school and, or he was visiting a teacher that lived near my school. And so, yeah, there was like a bunch of kids who just like kind of crowded around him and the teacher. And I was one of those kids. And everyone was sticking their hands like towards him just to like touch him type of thing, you know? And he went around shaking hands and he shook my hand.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I do like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's been some good films, and
he's... I mean, I would qualify him as probably more famous, just in terms of like, I'd feel like he's more well known than Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh yeah, definitely, because the older generations know Arnold. Newer ones.
And like he's a movie star. He was the governor and all that stuff.
Bodybuilder, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's like done pretty much a lot of things. And
yes,
he's not just a website. You know, he's an entire generation of action films.
Yeah, but even though Mark Zuckerberg's done more for,
yeah, and he's like worth more. You could say, and, internet. Yeah, yeah, and he has like. Like billions of people using his service.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he's done good with the technology. I'm just saying he's changed it.
Yeah, yeah. He's done.
That argument is for another day.
He's changed a lot more than Arnold Schwarzenegger has, for sure.
I don't know. Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor. He's passing laws.
People didn't like him as governor, though.
Yeah, that's whatever. True. Well, you guys voted him, California.
Yeah, it was the kids' vote.
Kids voted for him.
Kids vote California.
He shook Quinn's hand and...
I was sold. I was swooning. You don't even know.
Quinn was going to vote third party, but...
I was going to cut my hand off and put it in a box. Just so nothing could ever taint it.
Right,
that.
Right.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
So, this is the podcast for this week, or we're doing another one?
Yeah, so, I don't know. Me and Nick were talking about this because he has some plans this week, and...
Maybe he has plans. I'm going to end up being free, though.
Okay, and then I had some plans this past week.
Yeah.
So, this day, Sunday, is kind of like our...
The podcast won't bridging... go up until tomorrow.
Yeah, we're bridging... Well, it's going to be Monday, but we kind of bridge these 2 weeks together. Maybe we'll do an earlier podcast.
Maybe. Or we could just, if you want to set it back to Tuesday, having Tuesday of the podcast, if we end up having free time, we could always just stream or record something.
We could figure out what we'll put up something. How about that?
Maybe we... that one. I was going to say we could play the same game and then just do like a 5-minute to 10-minute video of us just talking about it. And then put up some gameplay, see how that works out.
Yeah, we could check out some for like free to play game or something.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, actually. We'll talk about it. So expect more. I mean, I got Indiemon going on, so got some. I don't know if there'll be any other videos. Maybe, maybe not.
Sorry, this podcast.
What about you, Quinn? You got anything on the horizon? You talk.
Oh yeah, so I have some probably Bloodborne videos coming out. Unfortunately, I didn't get the time I wanted to actually make and prepare.
Yeah,
videos, and
now I'm sure everyone will understand after hearing the 20-minute saga that is Quinn's job life.
Yeah, I don't know, and then I have to like catch up on school, so I don't know how much free time I'm gonna be having this next week.
Yeah,
which is a real bummer to me, but I'll probably put up something, you know, something.
Alright.
Yeah, I'll put up
Quinn's
something.
Gonna put up something.
I'll put up something. I don't know what it's gonna be, but it'll be something.
But we already peaked, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, you know, we already peaked. I don't have to care about anything anymore.
I also got more. I got another over 100 comment karma on Reddit the other day. I asked the Trailer Park Boys during their Ask Me Anything a question, and they answered it, and it got upvoted.
What was the question and the answer?
The question? Okay. You haven't seen... In Trailer Park Boys, Rush is a common thing that everyone loves in the park. So I asked him... In one of the episodes, Alex Lifeson, the guitarist for Rush, is in it. That's all you need to know. So I asked him if they had any good stories with Alex Lifeson and if they've met the two other guys in the band, Geddy and Neil. And they... The actors weren't doing the Ask Me Anything. It was the characters in the show.
Yeah.
So they answered, they're like, Alex has some good hash. He played us some songs in the park, and that was it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I kind of wanted a better answer, but, I mean, it's coming from it's still amazing. I'm still, I laughed and whatnot. And I got that comma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Peeking.
Peeking,
unfortunately. All right, follow me. organized remains everywhere.
And you don't have to follow me. I already peaked. I don't need you. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Mr. Bread and Chicken.
I'm just thinking about what happened last week, and I'm getting pissy about it, all right?
Uh-oh, we better end this. So
we don't end this quick. I might start yelling. I didn't see a freak.